1-800-345-2345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Proud to be a part of our local community, City Utilities of Richland Center supports area youth. The dedicated local people of City Utilities provide the best service at the lowest possible cost to water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a member owner of WPPI Energy, City Utilities is helping our community grow into the 21st century. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880.
Looking for a relaxing getaway not too far from home? You can find it at Alana Springs Campground in the beautiful hills of Richland County. Alana Springs offers daily, weekly, monthly, and seasonal rates. Need a great spot for an outdoor event? Alana Springs has a wonderful pavilion to rent for reunions, weddings, and other fun get-togethers. For more info, call Colleen at 647-2600 or see them on the web at alanaspringscampground.com. Get away from it all. Go camping.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
To 25 in favor of the Cardinals. Hornets inbound the ball and throw it away to start the second half. It'll be Highland basketball. Cardinals by five. Now bringing the ball across the near side. The Cardinals. Quick move inside. Knocked away by Jaden Shipp. He gets the steal. Coast to coast. Lay in. Good. And the Hornets draw a little closer. 30 to 27. Cardinals with the ball. Hornets extend that zone defense out to half court. Cardinals scoop it off to Dreschmeyer on the right wing. John looks to the inside, now moves. Little give and go, baseline pass to Crazinger, goes up blocked. Now put up by the Cardinals again, no good. Couple of blocks for Garrison Weiss, and he got the rebound. Well played. Hornets bring it up along the near side. Bosworth just up for the baseline. West's pass deflected, caught by Shep in the lane, and he will score. Jaden Shep caught it. I thought it was going to be stolen. Cardinals got a nick on it, but the Hornets pull within one. We have a foul called, and that's on Richland Center's defense. One-point game, 30-29 here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. First foul of the contest, second half, is on Brady Dosh, and that is his third. So Hornets had a little bit of foul trouble. Three players make that four players with two fouls currently and one with three. Ball comes in play for the Cardinals. Ball fake for Terrell. Drives a little closer. Got around the D. Throws it back in bounds. Knocked loose in the lane and picked up by the Hornets. Liam Fingerson with a steal. Gives it back to Jaden Shep. Dosh catches. Baseline. Moves. Nothing. Back to Bosworth. West will drive. Got around. Down deep. Tough shot. No good. Gets his own miss. Goes up strong and scores. That was a blue-collar effort, and the Hornets take the lead. 31-30. Hornets have scored the first six of the second half. Cardinals with the ball. They'll set it up tight on the right side. Now on a drive, Crazinger. Shot is up. No good. Foul called. And that will mean the Cardinals will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is on Jaden Shep. That will be his fourth, I believe. Wow. Coach Brian Poles showing a little bit of concern there. Free throw is on the rim. No good for Crazinger. So coming out will be Jaden Shep. And back into the game is Tyler Whitman. Now they're watching Tyler pretty closely. He plays with a strong support on his shoulder. Free throw on the way, no good, and the rebound by Dosh. So Highland, after a pretty good free throw shooting first half, miss a couple. Woodman shoots a three from the wing. It is on the rim, short. Rebound pulled down by Crazinger, and flying back the other way, the Cardinals. Terrell on the right wing. Taylor moves, now gives it off to the left side. Taken there by Shemek. Schimmick plows through. Tough shot won't go, but he's going to be called for an offensive foul. First foul on the Cardinals this half. That's on Gavin Schimmick, and he has three personal fouls. Hornets looking to bring it in play against the full court press. They'll bring it into Bosworth. West is double teamed. Nothing. Skips it back down left side. Brady Dosh up the sideline to Liam Fingerson. Throws low to Weiss. Saves it back for Woodman. Back to Bosworth. Tough shot won't go, but a foul call. All five Hornets touch the ball on that transition of play. And a foul is called on the Cardinals. That will be their second. West Bosworth goes to the line. Foul is on John Dreschmeyer. That's his third. Bosworth at the line. Looking for his first made free throw tonight. He has a total of 4 points. Free throw is no good. River Ridge leading Seneca in girls basketball, 60-21. Gladville girls up on Monroe, 34-17. Scholesburg leading Southwestern, 28-25 in girls hoops. Bosworth rims this one off. The rebound by the Cardinals. 31-30, Richmond Center in the lead, 15-25 remaining. Ball goes to Smith. Bennett down to the baseline, now kicks it back out left side. Three try, Dreschmeyer got it. And the Cardinals take the lead. 33-31, Highland. Hornet basketball. Hornet scored the first 6 points of the first half. Now to Weiss. Garrison losing the handle on the baseline. It is out of bounds. It will be Highland basketball. Nearly 3 minutes into the second half. And the Hornets fall back into their zone defense. Pass comes in play. Around the wheel it goes. Left side, top of the circle. Now right side, Smith. Baseline, Frazinger. Turning in now is West. Kicks it back out. Three try, Highland, no good. Rebound, Liam Fingerson. Somehow between the double team, knocked away by Schimmick, and he stepped out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. So we'll come back now to Richland Center, and a timeout taken by Brian Poles. 14:43 remaining, second half action. Highland 33, Richland Center 31. Boys basketball tonight here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cohesin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wagner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wagner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wagner Auto. Call 647-3443.
Out of the timeout, the Hornets turn it over as they bring it in play. A turnover puts it back in the hands of the Cardinals. So Highland has the basketball at midcourt. Cardinals come in with a record of 6-2. They are playing some pretty good ball in that Six Rivers Conference. Hornets trying to get something going here this year. They've struggled after a win early. Ball comes around to the Cardinals' corner. Bennett Smith drives. Tough shot behind the glass. He won't go. Rebound pulled down by Jack Terrell. And the Cardinals reload. Top of the circle. Jack looks to the right side. Going against Brady Dosh. Now hands off. Bennett Smith. He'll kick it back to Dreschmeyer. John drives. Tough shot won't go. Rebound Garrison Weiss. And the Hornets, and a foul called on the Cardinals. That's on 23, John Dreschmeyer. And that will be his fourth. So each team has a player with four fouls. Jaden Shemp for the Hornets. And now John Dreschmeyer for the Cardinals. Highland leads 3-2 in fouls. Pass in bounds, knocked away by the Cardinals. They'll scoop it up and score. Grazinger with a steal, and he scores. Hornets now try to fast break, going up to Garrison Weiss. He's losing it out of bounds, throws it back in bounds, and the Cardinals have it up by four, trying to take it by more. 35-31, Cardinals, 13:40 remaining in tonight's area boys basketball game. There's a handoff to Washa, throws it to the corner. Shemek back to Washa for the low post. Finds a man open in the lane. Grazinger kicks it back out. Three-pointer, Highland, that is good. Jack Terrell with his first basket. 38-31, Cardinals by seven. In the backcourt, play is stopped. Timeout taken by Richland Center. Cardinals with a seven-point lead now. 13-18 remaining in the game on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
38-31 the score. It's been a second half of runs. The Hornets scored the first six, and then Highland has scored the next eight. It is 38-31 in favor of the Cardinals, and Woodman will bring it in play for the Hornets. Backcourt to Brady Dosh, and a little three-quarter court trap put on by the Cardinals. Bosworth brings it across with a left-hand dribble, pulls up, fires back to Dosh. Right wing, Woodman. Tyler looks to the inside, nothing. Dosh left wing. Now Weiss meets it on the right wing. Down to the corner. Woodman is going to get around his man. Drives baseline. Throws inside. Bosworth scores. Woodman with the assist. Bosworth with the basket. 38-33 in favor of the Cardinals. 12:45 remaining. Second half. Down to the baseline. Newberry. Give and go now inside. Washa. Shot up. Partially blocked. Rebound by Fingerson. Garrison Weiss, I believe, had an influence on that. And the Hornets bring it across the timeline. Woodman to the corner. Dosh for three. Won't go. Rebound, Washa. Outlet pass now. The Cardinals bringing it. Smith to the baseline. Bennett brings it back to the near side. Washa for three. No good. Woodman with a rebound and a foul called on the Cardinals. So they're going to call it on 24. Ooh, Kreisinger. He'll pick up the foul. And the Cardinals will look to the bench. I think Coach Foes is asking if that's the right number. It is only the second on Kreisinger. John Dreschmeyer, who has four fouls, is out of the game. 12:18 remaining in the contest. Highland by five. Pass comes into Bosworth. He spins, now lost the handle, picked up by the Cardinals. Driving is Newberry, throws it in the lane, knocked loose, picked up by Bosworth. West with the basketball, lobs it across to Woodman. Bosworth and Woodman skip it over to Dosh to the corner. There's Trayton Shep, thought about a three, nothing, back to Bosworth. Left side, Woodman drives around his defender, nothing. Pass comes to the corner, Bosworth. Down deep on the baseline, rolls it back to Shep for three on the way. Good! For Trayton Shep, he's got two triples tonight, and it's a two-point game. 38-36. Highland by two, 11:35 remaining here in the contest. On a drive, there's nothing. Washa goes left side. Now drives lane, Newberry to the corner. Highland inside with a pass and a foul called on the Hornets. That will be their third. Foul call to number five, Trayton Shep. That is his first. Cardinals will work it in play. Bennett Smith lobs it in. Caught by Washa. Caden drives down deep, got around the defender, goes up, no good, put back good by the Cardinals, Wes Crazinger. Boy, he's impressive. Nice job. Knocks it away in the backcourt and out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. 40-36. Highland by four. 11-11 remaining here in tonight's game. Woodman brings it in play. Wes Bosworth in the backcourt. Wes got around the double team. Trying to scoop it up inside. It's going to go out of bounds and off of the Hornets, it looks like. Bosworth was trying, he was hoping that one of his teammates was way up the floor as he rolled the ball away from the defender, but nobody could get it. Highland lets it roll out of bounds. Cardinals with the ball, 11 minutes to go in a four-point lead. Newberry, left wing, fires it back down to Washa. Right wing, Terrell. Newberry reverses it. Washa drives, 15-footer from the baseline. Won't go, but four, and out of bounds. Last touch by the Hornets. It will be Cardinal basketball. The inbounder is Jack Terrell. Terrell looking for a cutter in the lane out of the baseline inbound pass. Throws it to the corner. Newberry got around the defender. Tough shot blocked by Woodman. Picked up now by Bosworth. And West with a basketball. Rolls it out to Woodman. Scoops it right side. There's Dosh. Up ahead to Fingerson. Fast break in the lane. Left shot. Good. Liam Fingerson and the Hornets looking good on the break that time. They're within two. 40-38. Highland, 10-21. A lot of time to play. Kalen Washa. Nothing. Throws it back to Newberry. Left wing, Terrell. Terrell got around the defender. Nothing. Backs off toward half court. Terrell deep in the yo-yo dribble. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Trying to defend Washa. Now he'll throw it inside. Tough shot, no good for Crazinger. And it rims off. Rebound by Highland. They're going to set it up now to Terrell. Three on the way. Won't stay. Off to the corner. Saved in bounds. And off of the Hornets and out of bounds. Nice play by Landis Newberry. Got that off Liam Fingerson. And it will be Highland basketball in the corner. Gavin Schemmick returns to the Cardinals lineup. And the inbounder will be number three. Bennett Smith brings it into Newberry. Right side, Schemmick. Baseline looking in is Smith. Nothing. Air mails it back to Newberry. Left wing, Newberry to Terrell. Terrell drives lane. 10-footer. It's going to go. Jack Terrell with 5 points tonight. 42-38. Highland by four. 9.5 to play. Bosworth up the sideline, Fingerson just up to the baseline, holds it above his head, now plows through, tough shot, won't stay, foul called on the floor against Highland. So they will mark the fifth foul on the Cardinals. Both teams, this is about the point where you start to give some breathers to some of your starters. Garrison Weiss is in for Richland Center. And let's see, Highland has a man whose number I don't have. We're going to have to work on that. Inbound pass comes for Bosworth. Bosworth left wing down to Dosh. Baseline three on the way. Got it. Brady Dosh with his first triple, and it's a one-point game. 42-41 Highland, 9-10 to play in the contest. Driving inside, nothing. They'll hand it off now to Newberry. Newberry is cut off, kicks it out to Schemmick. Three on the way. Got it. Highland with the answer. 45-41. Richland Center basketball. Liam Fingerson across the timeline. Drayton Shep. Right wing Dosh. Just up to the baseline, Bosworth. Gives it back to Fingerson. Now Bosworth. Drayton Shep. Left side Dosh. Dosh looking for the dribble drive. Gives it over to Drayton Shep. Shep from the baseline. Garrison Weiss catches. Now back out to Bosworth. Good movement of the ball by the Hornets. Working it around the zone. There's Drayton Shep. Drayton. Dosh. Now Fingerson right wing. Hornets taking some time off. They'll find Dosh. Tough shot. No good. Foul called on the Cardinals. So well played by Richland Center. Foul is on number 13, Jack Terrell. That's his second. Brady Dosh heads to the free throw line for the first time. Hornets really struggled from the line in the first half. They were 5 of 12. Free throw is good. Dosh will get another. 45-42. Highland by three. Second throw down for Dosh is good. That makes it 45-43. Highland by two. Bringing the basketball is Jack Terrell. Walks it across the half-court line. Goes to the left side, hands off. Caught there. And now pass back to Newberry. Newberry, left side to Terrell. Terrell drives lane. Ball knocked away by Weiss. Up to Fingerson. Hornets going with a fast break. Laid in good by Fingerson. We're tied at 45. And Highland will use a timeout. Cardinals and Hornets tied at 45. Good ball game. 7:49 to play in area boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
When you're on the move, your convenient stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas. Kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets and Cardinals tied at 45. Both teams have had some highlights, some runs here in this second half. And right now the Hornets putting a lot of pressure on the inside, doing a good job at turning the last fast break into points. So Coach Brian Poles asking about, looks like one of the officials might have, let me see here. Oh, I see. I thought the official was injured. The trainer came running out to talk to him, and then, okay, there's some blood on the floor. It's not the officials. So that'll be taken care of. So as they do that, both teams kind of catching their collective breath here for a big stretch drive. 7:49 to go. Both teams have been playing through some foul trouble as well. No one has fouled out. Jaden Shep for the Hornets has four, and John Dreschmeyer for Highland has four, both key players. And we've not seen either one come back now for a stretch. So both teams will kind of make that decision. Looks like the mop-up is complete. And Landis Newberry will put it in play for the Cardinals, and we'll get it going. Up Six Rivers west of their part of Potosi, River Ridge, Schulzburg, Belmont, Cassville, and Benton among the teams. Cardinals with the basketball. Left wing, they look, nothing. Bringing it back down top of the circle. Terrell between the knees dribble, nowhere, hands off in the lane. They're going to bring it back out now to Schemmick, and a double dribble called on the Cardinals. It'll come back now to the Hornets. So I believe the Cardinals have just had a warning after the free throw, or actually I should say after the turnover. One of the players shot the ball a little bit late. So there's a warning, and the Hornets have the basketball. Ball comes in play up to Brady Dosh. Bosworth off the screen. Hornets trying to lead. Fingerson, right wing, Trayton Shep. Left side, Garrison Weiss. Weiss gives it back to Brady Dosh, right wing. Now Fingerson cutting through the lane. Tough shot, won't stay. Foul called on the play. That will go against the Cardinals, which will be their seventh. It's a shooting foul, but the Hornets will benefit from the 1-1 now for a little while. Foul is on Landis Newberry. That's his second. Free throw is good, and we're untied. Liam Fingerson makes the free throw. That'll make it 46-45, 7:09 remaining. And one more for Fingerson. He has a solid 11 points. Couple of dribbles. The free throw is good. 47-45 in favor of the Hornets. Highland basketball, no pressure in the backcourt. 7 minutes remaining in the game. Terrell on a drive, throws it low, and a foul called on the Hornets, which will be their fourth. So the foul will be marked off. We're going to see the return of Jaden Shep, playing with four fouls for Richland Center, and Tyler Woodman returns. Bennett Smith will be the inbounder. Bennett looking to the inside, fires it in, knocked away by the Hornets. Woodman and Bosworth playing some good D in there, and now we go the other way. The Hornets with the basketball. Bosworth to Shep, to Shep. Jaden to Trayton. Trayton lobs inside. There is Bosworth. Reverse lay-in, good! Hornets lead 49-45. Highland basketball, they work it low. Tough shot goes, and an offensive foul is called on Highland. Wes Bosworth took the charge, and Crazinger called for his third foul. That'll be the eighth foul on Highland, and the Cardinals drop back into a full court press. Hornets by four, 6:38 to play. Far side of the gym, there is Trayton Shep. Takes it across half court, and now Richland Center will set it up. Trayton, Bosworth, Fingerson, right wing, looks to the inside, Fingerson. Back it goes to Woodman. He'll move with a left hand. Tough shot in the lane. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Newberry and the Cardinals. Newberry the other way. Scoops it off. Here's a tough shot up. Won't go for Crazinger. Rebound by Jaden Shep. He's speeding the other way. Throws it back to Trayton. Left side Woodman. Woodman finds Shep. Jaden three from the corner. On the rim. No good. Rebound Bennett Smith. And the Cardinals, 6 minutes to play, Hornets by four. Bennett Smith back to Dreschmeyer, top of the circle, cuts through the lane, creates a shot. It's going to be waved off, and a traveling call on Highland. Traveling call, it puts it back in the hands of the Richland Center Hornets. 5:48 to play. Jaden Shep crosses the timeline. Shep dribbles, now jukes his way, throws it low, and there's a traveling call on the Hornets. That'll put it back in the hands of the Cardinals. Hornets got to turn around. Here come the Cardinals. Highland's going to push it. Right wing three for Kreisinger. On the way, no good. Rebound Fingerson, and a reach-in foul called against the Cardinals. That's foul number nine with 5:30 to play. The Hornets will shoot the front end of the bonus, and Liam Fingerson is 4 of 5 shooting tonight. Hornets by four. They trailed by five at halftime, so they've had a much better second half here this evening. Liam Fingerson with a first free throw. It is good. That'll make it 50-45. One more throw coming up for Liam Fingerson. Couple of dribbles. Free throw is good. And that makes it a six-point lead. Hornets with their biggest, 51-45. 5:27 to go. Highland works it inside. No shot. Now they're going to call a foul on the shot, it looks like. So the foul will be whistled on Tyler Woodman. That's his first. Well, check that. They're going to put it on Bosworth. That's his third. Free throw is good by Wes Crazinger. He is 8 of 10 from the line tonight. That makes it 51-46. Second free throw now for Crazinger. In the air, and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Fingerson. He's in the backcourt. Bosworth is there. Scoops it up now to the left side. Fingerson is trapped, and a foul called on the Cardinals. Wes Crazinger. That'll be his fourth, and that puts Liam Fingerson at the free throw line. Cardinals, a little bit more of a veteran team than the Hornets, although Hornets have some juniors out there, but not as much experience as the Cardinals. Liam Fingerson makes the free throw. Liam is just a sophomore. That makes it 52-46 for the Cardinals. Gavin Schemmick returns. A lot of time to play yet. Hornets by six. Free throw is good. Fingerson makes it. Timeout, Richland Center. They lead it 53-46. 5:16 to play in area boys basketball from WRCL and WRCO.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
53-46, Richland Center in the lead. The Hornets have done a good job outscoring the Cardinals here in this half of basketball. 28-16, Cardinals with the ball. Dreschmeyer now penetrating low, throws it to the corner, and a foul called on the Hornets. That'll be marked on Shep, I believe. Trayton picks up his second personal foul. Sixth on the Hornets. And Hyland will put it in play. Bennett Smith does the honors. Bounces it in to Dreschmeyer. Low post. A foul called on Krasinger's defender. It's called against Richland Center. So they'll mark that one on the Hornets. Number 23, Tyler Woodman. That's his first. And the Cardinals go to the free throw line. Trying to play catch up. Get the rally going. Krasinger has shot more free throws than these teams combined. Free throw is no good. Rebound pulled down by Wes Bosworth. Outlet pass to Trayton Shep. Back to Bosworth. Bosworth, left wing, crosses the timeline. Stops. Now it's knocked away by Hyland. Loose on the floor. Picked up now by Trayton Shep. Loose on the floor. And there is a foul called on the Cardinals. Wes Krasinger just fouled out of the game, I believe. Scrapping for the basketball. And, yeah, that's going to be his fifth. That's a huge loss for Hyland. Finishes tonight with 16 points. Leaves with 4:50 to play. And going to the line, Liam Fingerson. Double bonus for the Hornets. Free throw is good. He is 9 of 10 now from the line. And the Hornets continue to increase that lead. 54-46. This one in the air, and that one is on the rim and no good. Rebound by Schemmick. And the Cardinals bring it along the near side. Dreschmeyer drives down deep. Tough shot, no good. Rebound pulled in by Jack Terrell. He'll shoot a three on the way on the rim, no good. Rebound Bosworth. Hornets inside strength, a little bit too much. Getting it away is Fingerson. Oh, Fingerson gets away, lays it in, good. Hornets having some fun now as they lead by 10, 56-46, and the Cardinals are fouled on the way by. So a 10-point advantage for Richland Center with 4:24 to go. Still got a ways to go in the game. The Hornets have opened that lead up. The Cardinals have had some free throw opportunities. Dreschmeyer, who's been playing through four fouls for a while, at the line, free throw in the air, and that one's no good. Cardinals have gone stone cold from the free throw line. Rebound taken by the Hornets. Bosworth up to Jaden Shep. Jaden takes it across to Woodman. Woodman on the right side. Back to the near side. Bosworth, Fingerson for the left wing. Bounce feed back door, knocked away from Woodman. Taken away by the Cardinals. Taken it the other way is Schemmick. Schemmick stops, fires for a give and go low. Tough shot won't stay for Dreschmeyer. And there's Fingerson again with a rebound. Highland missing shots. There's no second opportunities. Bosworth drives with a left-hand shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Trayton Schepp to Jaden on the left wing. Down to the corner, Bosworth. Hornets by 10, 3:40 to go. Tyler Woodman with a basketball near the scorer's table. Drives with a left hand, and he is fouled on the play. Double bonus. Tyler goes to the free throw line. He has a three-point basket to his credit tonight. So the foul is on number 42, Gavin Schemmick, and that will be his third. At the line, Tyler Woodman. His first throw in the air and no good. He'll get another one. 3:34 to go. A game that started early, but it's been a very, very strategic game. Lots of dead ball timeouts. Ball is going to be up, no good from the line by Woodman. There's a foul called on the rebound attempt. That's called against Tyler Woodman. That is his second. Fenimore and Prairie du Chien tied at 27 in boys basketball. Interesting matchup there. And Hillsboro has defeated Viroqua 77-71 tonight. Timeout taken by Highland. 3:31 to play. Hornets 56, Highland 46 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available for the look of your dreams. Call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham, in the Log Building.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. A 10-point lead for the Hornets. Highland trying to counter that. Now Dreschmeyer, top of the key, will drive. Cardinals, nothing there. They're going to throw it back down the left side. Washaw off a screen. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound by Bosworth. Saves it back in bounds to Shep. Good teamwork, and the tie-up is going to occur, but they're going to call Highland for a foul. Foul is on Jack Terrell. That'll be his third. Terrell and the Cardinals thought they had all ball. Hornets are going to benefit again from a free throw opportunity. Double bonus with 3:18 to play. And going to the line is Trayton Schepp. He has 2 3-pointers tonight. Is not shot from the free throw line. This one in the air, and that one is no good. He'll get one more. Hornets trying to increase that lead to 11 for the first time. This one is up on the rim and good. Trayton Schepp makes it 57-46. Richland Center. Cardinals hustle with the basketball. Top of the circle. Terrell. Ball fake. Now drives lane. Goes up in a crowd shot. Goes for the Cardinals. Terrell with the basketball. 57-48 in favor of Richland Center. Hornets winging up the far side. 3 minutes to go. Trayton Schepp is double teamed. And there's going to be a foul called on the Hornets. Going to be called on Trayton Schepp as he was defended fairly closely, swung the basketball around, and going to call him for an offensive foul. So it comes back to the Cardinals. They've got it with a basketball in the corner. Three-pointer on the way for Smith on the rim. Bounces off. Rebound taken by Dosh. Outlet pass for Schepp. Trayton taking it home. Lays it in and good for the Hornets. 59-48. They lead it. 2:37 to play. Cardinals scrambling with the ball into the corner. Now Bennett Smith for a three. Got it. They're going to wave it off. There is a foul called before the shot. That's going to be on Richland Center, but Highland probably would take the, they'd rather have the three than the foul, but foul is called. on the screen. So that sends the Cardinals to the free throw line with 2:32 to go. Hornets leading by 11 in this one. Game that's had a little bit of everything. Boy, that Darlington team is tough. Highland's going to see him soon. Free throw is on the rim and no good. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. Three from the corner. On the way, no good for Terrell. Rebound by Jaden Shep. Off to his brother, Trayton, coasting the other end, and he'll score. 61-48, Richland Center. Highland ball, 2:15 to go. Quick pass, low, up, and good for Caden Washa. And that makes it 61-50. Timeout taken, Highland, 2:10 to play. Darlington boys have defeated New Glarus tonight, 100-71. Mineral Point over Dodgeville, 70-44. We'll be right back with more boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane service and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and your business running. Call 647-7034. Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Hornets are going to be charged with an offensive foul here as we get back after the timeout. Foul is on Trayton Shep, and that is foul number 4. So he'll come out of the game. Tyler Woodman, his replacement, with a minute 55 to go. Hornets by 11. Highland scrambling. Down deep now with Dreschmeyer. Off to the corner. Cross court. Knocked away. Jaden Shep with a steal. He'll go in with a Euro step low, and he's going to be fouled on the play, and the Hornets go to the free throw line with a minute 44 to play. Foul is marked on the Cardinals. Both teams in double bonus now, and this one is on Bennett Smith, his third. Jaden Shep at the line. He is 0-for-1 from the stripe. Free throw in the air and good. Jaden playing through some foul trouble. Picked up 4 fouls early in the game and has been playing through that. Gives his team a 12-point lead, and now 13. He got them both. 63-50, Richland Center, 1:41 to play. Highland ball, Terrell lost the handle, and then Liam Fingerson dives in there, and a jump ball call. Alternate arrow points to the Cardinals, and they'll have it here on the sideline with a minute 35 remaining in the contest. Caden Washa will put it in play, and the Cardinals trying to storm the lane. Dreschmeyer down low, shot up, and good, and a plus one. Jonathan Dreschmeyer with a basket. That makes it 63-52. And at the line, Dreschmeyer 2-for-3 tonight. Foul is on Liam Fingerson, and that will be his 4th. Free throw for Highland is good. It completes the three-point play. 10-point game, 63-53. Inbound for Bosworth. A minute and a half remaining. Up to Fingerson. Liam takes it across half court. Got away. Gives it off to Woodman. Down to the corner. Baseline drive for Jaden Shep. Hornets pull it out. Now set it up near half court. Brady Dosh with a basketball. 1:15 to play. Woodman in the corner. Back to Dosh. Now wings it over to the left side, and a foul is called. A couple of players collide. I think Bosworth and Dosh hit harder than anybody in there. The foul is going to be marked on Highland. That'll be on John Dreschmeyer, who has just fouled out. He's the 2nd Cardinal player to foul out with a minute 10 remaining in the game. He has a total of 15, it looks like. So the two leading scorers for the Cardinals have fouled out. Going to the free throw line will be Wes Bosworth. Wes tonight has a total of 8 points. Free throw in the air, and the first one is no good. He'll get one more. 63-53. Richland Center leading the Highland Cardinals. Hornets searching for their second win of the season. Free throw in the air. That one is good. Bosworth makes it 64-53. Counting down the time of the minute five. Highland for three on the rim. No good. Rattles off. Rebound. Fingers and up ahead. Dosh. Home run pass for Shep. He'll lay it in. Good. Well played. Jaden Shep knocks it down to make it 66-53. Richland Center. Cardinals with 48 seconds to play. Down to the corner. Three-pointer for Bennett Smith. No good. Rebound pulled down now by Terrell. Jack goes back up. Scores. No. Ball did not go through, but he's fouled on the play with 40 seconds to play. Foul called on 23, Tyler Woodman, and that will be his third. Going to the free throw line, Jack Terrell. Jack with 9 points tonight. First free throw is no good. He'll get one more try. Second throw coming up. Hornets with back-to-back games Friday and Saturday. Valley on Friday night, Baraboo at the Fiserv Forum the next night, or afternoon, I should say. This one is missed, and the rebound by the Hornets, 33 seconds to play. Woodman, Dosh, over to the far side, Shep. Jaden lobs it cross court to Fingerson. Liam in the lane, tough shot won't go, gets his own miss, powers up, it's blocked, and a foul called on the Cardinals with 22 seconds to play. Shooting free throws will be Liam Fingerson. Liam having a really good night. 9 points from the free throw line. Looks like 19 total. He'll go to the free throw line and look on. There's the first one. It is good. 10 free throws. 10 of 12 tonight from the line. And the Hornets will clear the bench. Get into winning formation. Hayden Bindle is in. Abe Bosworth, Tommaso Girardi, and Cutler Palmer are in for the Hornets. Liam Fingerson stays. Garrison Weiss will be in as his replacement in just a moment. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. Fingerson makes the free throw. The Hornets go up 68-53, and it's Highland basketball. Great second half for the Hornets tonight. Bascom's in play, and the Cardinals with 19 seconds. Near side three-pointer, Bennett Smith on the rim, no good. Rebound, Terrell. Jack steps back for a three. That one is good. Jack Terrell nails it with 9 seconds to play. Inbound for Abe Bosworth, and he is fouled right away with 7.2 seconds remaining. Hornets by 12. Going to win this one in front of the home fans who have stuck with them here tonight. That got off to a little bit of a rough start. Foul is on number 25, Landis Newberry. That's his fifth, so he becomes the third Highland Cardinal to foul out. Leaves with 7.2 seconds remaining. Going to the free throw line is Abe Bosworth. Chance for some varsity points, and he scores his first. 69-56, Richland Center. One more coming up for Abe. This one in the air, and that one is on the rim, and good. Bosworth makes them both, 7 seconds. Here go the Cardinals. Three-pointer on the way short. Saved back in bounds. No, they're going to say he was on the out-of-bounds line. It will be Richland Center basketball. Hornets by 14 with just over 2 seconds remaining. Inbound pass, and Abe Bosworth holds it, and that'll do it. This one belongs to the Richland Center Hornets tonight, 70-56, the final score here this evening. The Hornets win by 14. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the postgame show tonight on WRCO. A happy throng of Hornet fans and players getting their first win on their home court this year. Second win overall. They improved to 2-9 with the win. Highland falls to 6-3. Cardinals led by 5 at break, 30-25. The Richland Center has a really superb second half. And really the key, and I'm sure Coach Poles will agree, is rebounding. Highland didn't get a lot of second shots, and the Hornets got quite a few defensive rebounds, some offensive rebounds as well, some putbacks, and some higher percentage shots, helping to lead to the victory tonight. Coming up in the postgame show, we'll add up the totals and summaries, and also we'll check the flip phone for some scores as well, as we put the wraps on a good night here. Good start after the Christmas break for the Richland Center Hornets, and a 70-56 win, the final tonight. More coming up on tonight's postgame show in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they're there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts available for bundling home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or stop by 177 East Mill Street in Richland Center.
The Cardinals 45-26 here in the second half on the way to the victory. Richland Center also won the JV game tonight 47-46. And now look at the scoreboard. Boys final, Azeka Steuben has defeated Cassville 58-50. Girls final, Platteville 71-25 over Monroe. Boys final, River Ridge 84, Seneca 75. A boys final, Riverdale over Weston 78-37. GET beats Mauston 74-55. Darlington 100, New Glarus 71. A boys final, Mineral Point 70-44 over Dodgeville. Cashton 72, Lafarge 41 in boys basketball. Wazika Steuben 46-43 over Cassville. Fenimore and Prairie du Chien were in a close one at last word. Hillsboro defeats Viroqua 77-71 in boys basketball this evening. Those are some of the scores we have. I'll continue pushing the pencil here, and we'll have some final stats from the individuals that made it happen tonight. Hornets 70-56 for the Cardinals. You're listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Fabian Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. Service 536-3700. If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
WRCO. 70-56, the final score tonight. Richland Center gets a victory against the Highland Cardinals in area boys basketball. Richland Center is led by Liam Fingerson with 21 points, 11 for Trayton Shemp, also 9 apiece for Garrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth, 8 points for Jaden Shemp, 7 for Brady Dush, 3 by Tyler Woodman, and 2 for Abe Bosworth. A real good team effort. Balanced attack here tonight for Coach Brian Pohl's team. For Highland, they get 16 for Wes Krasinger and 10 by Jack Terrell. Also 8 points for Gavin Shemek. 2 points apiece for Landis Newberry and Caden Washa. And Bennett Smith had 6. He had 2 3-pointers, both of those in the first half for the Cardinals. Cardinals make a total of 6 threes. They are 12 of 22 from the line. The Hornets got their free throw practice tonight. They go 22 for 36, a total of 4 three-point baskets. Richland Center won the JV game 47 to 46. Well, next up for the Hornets, they'll be back here. They will stay home against River Valley on Friday night. It'll be a good showdown, a conference matchup against the Blackhawks. We'll have it right here on WRCO on Friday evening. For the Cardinals, they get back to it with a tough game at home against Darlington on Saturday afternoon. That is a 3:30 tip-off time. The Hornets, as mentioned, play Baraboo at Fiserv Forum. That is a 2:30 start time on Saturday afternoon. Tickets are free at Fiserv Forum for the high school game, so if you're going to be traveling with a team or headed in that area, you got a chance to get inside the Fiserv and watch a high school game. And I presume games, there's usually more than one high school game during those high school events at Fiserv Forum. So that should be a fun one for the Hornets, who get a great effort tonight. Several players, we didn't have the rebounding stats, but they certainly dominated the boards at times, and that helped lead them along the way. Highland struggled with a total of four players in foul trouble, 3 of them fouling out, including John Dreschmeyer, Wes Krasinger, and Landis Newberry. Cardinals fall to 6-3. Hornets now 2-9 with the victory. Richland Center 70, Highland 56. Our game is engineered by Tim Feed, and this is Phil Nee bidding you a pleasant good night from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Thanks for joining us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show, and congratulations to the Hornets on a 70-56 victory here this evening. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student-athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
put down your phone. It's all bad news. There ain't nothing on there helping me and you.